Mãe, today's theme is the oneness of it all. Okay, so take a breath and rest in the real. The real being that there is no person here to speak, and there is no person present to be listening. If there is speaking and listening going on, that would have to be consciousness speaking and consciousness listening. There is nothing else present, separate and apart, or outside of consciousness. So for our moments together, we will leave everything the thoughts will tell us. We will leave the thoughts. We will leave memories and judgments and opinions. We will leave any future projections. We are letting it all go for these moments and opening our heart and our mind. We release the illusion of a today and the idea of a now. We are just resting in what is real and leaving the opinions and concepts and conditioned beliefs. We're just laying them aside. So rest back in the stillness that is yourself, that is your very being. Rest in the real. So, a couple things to get us started. Is the wood the tree? Or is the tree the wood? Or are these words only assumptions and conditioning? And is there a tree at all? Does the wave make a trough? Or does the trough make the wave? Or is there a trough and a wave at all? Is there a wave, or is it an assumption based on the conditioned response to an image of water? Water appearing to rise up from a greater amount of water. And we all know the sun does not rise up, nor does it go down. It makes no movement. Yet, we still say what a lovely sunset or such a beautiful sunrise. It is not reality or truth, but we still speak as if it were. And another question to get us going. Can you make an imperfect anything when using only perfect? substance to form that something. It is often as our stages of understanding unfold in awareness that we do hear the thoughts of how imperfect I am. So imperfect that there is no way that I could be the very presence of infinite, immortal being, perfect and pure. But what we are hearing at that point is only mind making comments on the experiences or actions that we have seemingly taken up along our way, and even along our journey. Now, in a way, that is correct. The personal idea of being a separate entity, separate from the essence of my being and separate from the source of that essence. That idea of a persona, of a person, will never be the perfect one essence of reality. In other words, the person is only camouflage, and it is not reality. And the perfect presence is still right here as my own being. And that perfection and that presence remains even if covered over with assumptions about being a separate and personal identity. Okay. Excuse me. So we can wear this camouflage for however long we care to wear this camouflage. Okay. But that does not deny that the presence of your being, which is perfect and pure, is not present because it is. Camouflage or no camouflage, I am the one presence. I am the one being. Okay. So we have that stated. You are the very presence of pure perfection. Now, every item or object in the world is a formation of just one substance. And that one substance is the atom. And it is always in a state of perfection. It never changes from being perfect. So the formations are formed from what might be called blueprints of the divine mind. And atoms are the Play-Doh of formation, of forming. And the formations are then projected on the screen of consciousness, up on the never-changing consciousness that you are. So let's take that tree for a minute. If what we call tree is but perfect substance in a particular formation, and then we label that formation, that perfect formation, we label it tree. Is there a tree there? Or are we just assuming because of a label? And with a wave, since what we call the ocean and what we call a wave is again of the substance of the perfect pure formation, and we label a specific form of water ocean, and we label a specific rising of that ocean as a wave. Are they really there? Or are we seeing camouflage of separation? A separation called ocean and tree. Are we seeing what is truly there? The absolute pure perfection of the so-called building blocks? Or are we seeing camouflage? Okay. Now let's take the human body, because the formation of a specific form called body is then in that extension another label called human body. And this formation is the instrument of consciousness, the perfect presence. Okay. Now, what we call the human body is a formation of molecules and cells which are made up of that perfect, pure atom. And so it is with everything in the world, in the universe. They are all of this same substance, this same manifestation of pure, perfect essence. That is why they are perfect. That is why they are pure. So through our practices and devotion, we come to realize that every thought of the mind, every perfect pure atom that is everywhere, and all the visible and invisible forms, and every function of nature is divine, is perfect, is pure. And in that oneness of essence to substance that we are calling atom, which goes on further to extend into other forms, this very atom does vibrate to the essence of spirit. Like it has its marching orders from God. That is its only communion. So every atom in essence is the pure presence of harmony, because that is the nature of an atom. In its vibration, again, the vibration and its pure light, this pure energy, are of the essence and in communion alone with that essence. So we must, in our loving of self, free the mind of beliefs in separation and live from a higher consciousness of this recognition and of this clear seeing. We must bring ourselves to living out from clear seeing. Because it's in this clear seeing that we see the oneness of it all. It's like right now, there is a body presence present, and that body is reclined, sitting in a chair. And perhaps there to the side, there may be a table and a book, or to a side, there could be a lamp and a cup of coffee. Everything there is vibrating to the harmony of God. And why don't we see that? Why don't we experience that? Because we're still in that state of seeing camouflage. You see a specific formation form, mind says lamp, not worthy of further consideration. The only time it might be considered if it needs dusting, or if it needs a new light bulb, or it's not working at all. Other than that, it is actually unseen. And again, when you do see it, air quotes, you are seeing a camouflage. Unless you in your being recognize the self in a formation of what we have labeled lamp. So the self is not a formation. The self is the essence. Must remember that. Even though in everything within the world and the universe, I am one with that. Why? Because I am the essence of the building block of every formation. I, the self, am the essence. So in like time, I am the essence of everything. Seeing clearly is when you are living from that higher vibration, that higher self, and you recognize this oneness of everything, everything. I am in essence one with this camouflage. And behind this camouflage of calling it the book, behind that camouflage is the atom, the pure, perfect atom in a formation based on divine blueprint. And that blueprint somewhere, somehow became known in a mind, and it was taken from the blueprint into a visible formation. So in its essence, it is at one with my essence. This lowly sponge, it is of the same essence of my being. We perhaps come to a spiritual quest to recognize and live that oneness, but we continue to live in a world of labels rather than a world of my own being, of my own essence. So when we look out at the world of labels and we accept those as real, we have are keeping the veil before our eyes. If you are seeking oneness, if you are seeking the reality that is ever present, you must lift the veil. You must stop embracing the camouflage. So, have you truly and deeply taken the time to contemplate what the heck is oneness? I am told that I am one and there is no other. Beside me, there is no other. But then I see all of these objects. And I see the space between them. And it feels like separation. I see a body here. I see a body there. I am conscious of the space between them. And I assume separation. Where there is no separation. The essence of any object, that little atom, is the same throughout the universe. So there are no foreigners. There are no races. There are no genders. There is only the presence of the one perfect, pure essence. Okay. So go ahead and take a look, around the room and pick an object. Any object would do. Doesn't matter. And get out of mind and get into the heart. Take that breath. Resting without comments as you view that one particular object. And then recognize that it is an accumulation of vibrating atoms. Holding a specific formation. That formation is not a label. That formation is of the perfect presence. Because the perfect pure essence is the source of the building block. So the item or object you may be looking at, it is formed, that form is present in accord with a divine pattern. That object that you're looking at, recognize if mind is pulling you to describe it. Recognize that pull. Give me a moment. Maybe this will help. So recognize the pull of those conditioned beliefs to pull you away from the reality of oneness. The same thing when you see a specific form, and mind pulls you into separation. Oh, there's my aunt. Oh, there's my friend Sally. No. Not to say that through convention and speaking with others that we do not use that type of terminology, but I am speaking of you clarifying mind to reality. So when it pulls you again to describe it, okay, there's an object. It is of the same atoms. See if mind pulls you to describe it. So this oneness that we seek after and attempt to somehow clarify, this oneness is ever present. But when we acquiesce to that mind pull, that wants to qualify space as producing this separation. See, I'm separate from you. Your body is taller, mine is shorter. I'm separate from you. My voice sounds different than your voice. My eyes see differently than your eyes. I'm different. No. Why? Well, first of all, I'm not the body. The body's a wonderful instrument, and we are to care for it. But we are not it. So we do not see this oneness that is ever present, right? As you are right now. Why? Only because it's covered over with a belief system. Okay. It's covered over with the labeling or the minuscule atom is covered over with the bigger formation. But we do learn to take a deeper look. And I urge you to take a deeper look throughout the day at the world around you, because oneness is ever present. And it is made up of a vibrating atoms of pure light and pure energy. Pure light, sound familiar? Does that mean what you are? The essence, every form is of the same divine essence. So if every form is of the same divine essence, okay, this form and this form and this form and this form, then I have to be in oneness with everything. Everything. There's not one single object that is not of the formation of atoms. So I am no more separate from the palm trees in the yard than I am separate from my own being. The source, I am the source, the essence of the manifestation, if you will, of the atom. It's ever perfect and ever pure. So you in your essence are that which is the source of the manifestation. So that means you have to be pure and perfect because the manifestation is pure and perfect. And it can only be that way if its source is likewise. You cannot have a pure and perfect source generate an imperfect anything. So when we call a form by a label, when we camouflage it, we do not see the truth of what is taking place right in front of us. Has anyone ever thanked the lamp for generating the lighting necessary to perhaps fulfill a reading of another essence? Thanks be to you, O lamp. Because without its presence, I would not be able to do the reading. Thank the car for being an instrument to move this body from one place to another. You are at one, you are in oneness with everything. Thank this loving formation for being a vessel for the drinking of wonderful atoms in the formation of cappuccinos and iced teas. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being in this form. So the essence of every atom is divine. And that would be the making of everything perfect, free, complete, and divine. Okay, so take a nice deep breath and let the body relax. Let the shoulders drop. And let the muscles rest from any tensions. Letting go. Follow a breath in. And let go as the breath flows out. And again, follow a breath in. Releasing thoughts and releasing mind ideas as that breath flows back out. Just resting. Now everything in the action of the breath and of the air itself is all atoms, perfect and pure. Perfect and pure light and energy. So now take a breath and follow that breath into the lungs. Go past that larger formation of a lung into a deeper inquiry. And I think we all know what the lung looks like. But go even deeper. Perhaps you are becoming minuscule and you can wander around deeper and deeper in that lung. And imagine you can see an atom. You are the size of an atom. Just follow that atom deeper, deeper. Drifting just deeper into the form. So that you can see the substance of the form. A lot of space there. A lot of openness. And you can no longer even recognize something that was called lung. All that is there is this living presence of life and light and energy. Drifting deeper. Drifting deeper. You take a nice breath and resume your regular size and return back to awareness of being. So, again, take a look at anything in the room, no matter what it is, and realize it is a vibration of atoms formed in accord with a divine pattern. So it is true. We have never seen a tree. All that was there was the vibrating formation of atoms all the way down to the roots, even down to that tiniest seed before the tree even grew up out of the earth. That perfect light and energy was present in the formation of the seed. It is the same with the human tree, that the seeds are also of the formation of light and energy, pure and perfect. So again, we don't see what's right in front of us. In our dream of separation, that's all that we can see. So we've only touched on a couple of examples today, but I do so encourage you to take this up during each day until you can see the truth of every object. Remembering that the body also is an object, and it is not yourself. So, and in doing this, you will find that oneness that you ask about and seek for. And you will discover the oneness of all that is. Okay. And in this seeing, we see so clearly how everything is in harmony with everything. And through this, we come to see how everything is of the one. The oneness, the I amness. Recognize you are the essence, and you are the oneness of something called tree or ocean or wave or sunset or sunrise. All is yourself. All is of yourself. Embrace its reality and not the label. And you will see clearly that all is yourself. Take a breath. So, no matter how it might look to the contrary, there is only oneness present right now. and always. Okay. You don't have to seek it. By your nature, you are it. Okay. Okay, it's time. Time for questions or comments. Yes, love. When is the end?
I'm very intrigued when you speak about that atom. It's something I'm going to contemplate.
Yes, do throughout the day. I mean, the eyes are seeing throughout the day. You could have practices throughout the day of just landing on an object and being silent and watching that mind does not pull you into describing. The oneness is present. Absolutely.
Always.
Always, always. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't come and go. That's what makes it reality. It is ever present and unchanging.
It's where I'm, when I'm seeing as oneness.
The essence of everything is yourself. The building blocks are of an offspring, if you will, of the essence that we call God. That's where it came from. And then through the divine mind, through divine patterns, this building block became the building block of every object, every formation. And therein lies your oneness, that which is present in everything, everywhere, is of the essence of your being. That atom is of the essence of your being. And that atom is everywhere and everything, and it is formed in accord with divine pattern.
It's the charm bracelet, the gold, the essence of everything.
Right. The gold would be the essence of every charm.
The gold would be the atom.
Yes. So, yes. So if you have a charm bracelet with birds and puppies and cats and dogs, there are no puppies and cats and dogs and birds on your arm. All you have is the essence showing forth as gold. And then you proceed to label the little objects on the bracelet. And you don't see the gold anymore. You don't see what's there anymore. You see
The
the
sea
dimension. You
gold.
see the little bird. You see the little puppy. You don't see what's actually there. And that's how, through our ignorance and our belief systems, that we have trained ourselves to see the camouflage and not what's actually there.
We see the concepts that we made up
Yes,
that are
you
separate.
see your concepts.
We see our separateness.
Yes. Your concept of separation is what you see.
You. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, love.
Love this.
Well, everyone is asking about oneness. Everyone is seeking oneness. And you have to sit down and be still, and just take it as deep as you can go at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Do that little shrinky thing and become one atom. Well, you'd never become the atom actually, because it's of your essence. So, but we won't go there right now. That's it suffices to know that the atom is born of the essence of God. Put it like that.
Loving self is loving essence. Loving.
When you love yourself, you are loving God. Perhaps if you're still holding a concept as to what God is, you can't probably love a concept. But you fall in love with yourself, and that self has always been the very presence of what we call God. Yeah. So the self is ever present. Therefore, the essence of source is ever present. How do you think this is what your manifestation classes are based on at a deeper level? The understanding of how the formation becomes formed before it becomes visible. But it all has to be of the same formation, whether it's a dollar bill or a Ferrari in the driveway. They are all of the very same essence, same atoms, manipulated into the forms, the divine ideas. Wow, I thought this class would have a lot of questions, but I guess not. Any question at all, whether it's on the class or not, it doesn't matter.
Hello, Mary. Can I ask something?
Oh, yes, of course. Good morning, love.
Good morning. I don't know how to formulate a question, but when you said, have you ever thanked the lamp? Because of it, I can read this book. It's like all things are formed. A purpose is the wrong word, but our formation, does it has a function too, like the lamp that can be used to read the book, for example. So if all things formed can serve something, is our formation like, does it have a purpose?
Are you speaking of the body formation?
Yes, for example,
Because
or
you yourself do not have a form. You and your reality do not have a form. But
but does my web has a
there is a
function.
form, but that there is no. No, you mean the essence have a
Yes.
function? No, it just is. It
Okay.
just is. Whatever that is, it just is.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, because it doesn't have likes and dislikes. It doesn't say, well, today I want to clean the swimming pool and then I want to make apple cobbler. No, it does not function like that. It is endless, infinite, immortal, pure presence.
I'm sorry, but when you say the atom or the substance is always perfect,
Yes.
then what's the point? Like things like healing, is this just a misconception? When the form is always perfect, then there's no need to heal something.
That's true.
Okay.
Even in the camouflage or the disguise of something called a disease. Understanding the perfection of what is present, which we do not at a very deep level, we don't understand that perfection and that purity. Okay. So that purity and that perfection has no diseases, has no illnesses, has no aging, has no suffering, none of that. All of that comes about with the package of separation. Disease and suffering and that sort of thing. But the perfection is there. Why? Because that which comprises the body form is made up of perfect, pure atoms. And
And
you
can the
can't.
perfection,
The
I'm
what?
sorry, can it be witnessed when you can clearly see from presence.
When you are seeing from presence, you are only seeing your pure, perfect self. You don't see disease. You don't see suffering. You don't see the things that are seen from a mind of duality, of separation.
Okay,
You
thank you.
see the perfection that is present. If that
Sweet.
brings about a healing for another, or what we call healing for another, and it's always a spiritual healing, a spiritual upliftment, a spiritual spark. It's always that. That's what the healing would be. If that happens, then it happens. If it does not, it does not. But the essence is in no way trying to heal anything. It's just being the perfection that it is already.
But it can be witnessed.
Witnessed by whom?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. If there are no other questions or comments, I guess we will call this one complete. So let us pray. Most beloved self, the supreme source, I am the boundless ocean of freedom. I am the serenity of a setting sun. I am the perfume of the lotus and the peacefulness of a summer's breeze. I am the light beyond light and the velvet embrace of the dark. I am as I am, unbound, formless, love's eternal presence. And I thank you, that it is the naturalness of myself. Amen. Om Namaste.